Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. There's a small grain disease workshop set for UK's Princeton Research and Education Center February 5th. Small grains are part of the corn-soybean rotation in Kentucky, important to farmers and important to us as well.
In Kentucky, it's mostly winter wheat. We have about 500,000 acres. It fluctuates from year to year, of course, but typically we have about 500,000 acres grown. The type of wheat we grow here in Kentucky goes into crackers and cookies and those sorts of things. It's not bread wheat or pasta wheat at all. And we do supply local millers in Hopkinsville. So, we have a hometown place to bring this for food grade quality. And so it's very important for us.
And very important to small grain growers, says UK agronomist Carrie Knott, as disease losses can be significant.
Oh, it depends on the year. You know, us researchers, we never really give a hard and fast number, but in certain years, we can have significant 20% yield reduction due to diseases.
Fusarium head blight is one, and Knott and other workshop presenters will share new disease-fighting strategies with farmers.
They'll get to hear about the new technologies we have to help combat Fusarium head blight. There's some new application technologies that probably would benefit them quite a bit.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's old folks' country sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and season it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
That February 5th UK workshop at Princeton will feature speakers from Canada, Kansas State, Purdue, and UK specialists, Carrie Knott being one, on farmers being able to determine the exact age of a wheat or barley plant.
The age of the plant is very important in terms of fungicide and herbicide applications so that we don't negatively impact the plant and so that we don't have any residues that would be undesirable.
In some cases, poor timing of an application to help a plant can hurt it.
In most cases, it has to do with injury to crop plants. And so we know that a herbicide, if you apply it to a certain growth stage, it's safe for the plant. Beyond that, it might not be safe, and so they don't recommend it to use.
The Kentucky Small Grain Growers Association is sponsoring a lunch, and event coordinators ask that everyone interested pre-register by this Friday. Local extension offices will have details. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.